This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because it's been a while since we've had a good budget fight in Washington doesn't mean Congress isn't trying, you know. A deal reached late last year would let federal spending grow by $30 billion this year. The deal has, predictably perhaps, run into the familiar partisan buzzsaw. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on.
$30 billion here, $30 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money, not...
It's tiny.
Bob Greenstein is president of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
It's less than 1% of the federal budget.
And yet it has Congress tied up in knots. The $30 billion in new spending for next fiscal year is part of the deal former House Speaker John Boehner hammered out late last year. Greenstein says the $30 billion was to be spent evenly on defense and non-defense programs.
It could be homeland security. It could be education.
The Defense Department would spend most of its extra money on personnel, according to Catherine Blakely, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
They're using that money largely to preserve force structure. So that's the number of people in the Army, the number of people in the Marines, to avoid having to make deeper cuts.
But before the $30 billion can be spent, Congress has to agree to include it in next year's budget. A block of conservative Republicans is demanding more spending cuts to pay for the deal. Stan Collender is a budget guru at MSL Group.
The question is, how far are they going to take it? Are they willing to shut down the government if there's no agreement to cut this $30 billion in additional spending?
I cannot believe I'm hearing the S word again. But Collender says a shutdown is not likely in an election year. Congress will just do what it does best, delay a decision until after the election. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.